Mother of God, I thought. Here it comes.
His name is
Satire.
He's very vicious.
Very, very excited to be here with you tonight.
But I'm still very confused.
If you're very quiet, and if you listen very carefully, you will hear many different sounds.
Disaster is not an unlikely ending.
Is this the end of our civilization?
I certainly hope so.
I've been getting a lot of flack from the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to
All sorts of alcoholics and addicts and stuff.
Allegedly, you guys are shooting
Johnny Mathis.
Well, take, for instance, the guy who thought he was God and walked out into the freeway and commanded the cars to stop.
Yes, I do.
What can we do about it?
I guess you could
decapitate
raccoons and birds.
It could be my goose.
So I grabbed a couple of goose heads.
In the meantime, Phyllis's parents had nearly gone crazy.
Seriously, Red Quint, was there any creative privacy?
Do you understand everything so far?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Very bizarre.
He's just as careful to get it all off as Virginia is. Virginia knows how to take care of her skin.
By touching the so-called blood standard.
Now see what else she can do.
She washes her hands at least four times a day.
An insecticide to kill cockroaches and rats.
She washes everywhere between her
legs and buttocks.
With plenty of
monkey urine.
First, we'll just need a couple of things that most people have lying around in their home.
Hippos, monkeys, giraffes, and a
tie with a horse on it.
Oh, yes, I've read about that in the Bible.
I opened my Bible and God led me.
Should I medicate them here?
But if you teach your child at a young age
that they enjoy sex more because they don't have to worry about
a shattered cock,
then you won't end up like that man.
Republican candidate for president.
Elmer Fudd.
Don't count on what you've already learned to protect you.
Instead, he made him the highest ruler in the land.
With hash, uppers, downers, and what have you.
They're very high.
Sometimes as high as 100,000 feet.
Oh, up and down in your chair with Sonny and his friend. Come on.
Yeah, come on up here, baby. Come on.
I know he won't be able to come tonight.
And why not, young lady?
If you really want to know, I'll explain it to you. But it's a long story.
In 1996, after serving 22 years in prison for a double murder.
And now he's starting the day out right.
He'll begin right now by putting his jacket and cap away where they belong.
4.5 hours later, he was in an almost catatonic state.
And then some old lady up the fucking floor above us starts firing hot clam chowder down on the fucking people on the rig.
Does that make you feel better?
I was infuriated. I was so mad.
Because I began to understand the
blood and gore and death
that fueled this music.
Now close your eyes. Allow them to remain closed until I tell you to open them. And I don't intend to do so.
Suddenly, the great prince,
Johnny Mathis,
stood before Bambi.
And he said,
"We're infested with cancerous lumps of diseased meat."
And so is Mary Tyler Moore.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We were talking about raping her and cutting her up into little pieces and things like that.
Don't do that.
Oh, don't even think about that.
Maybe you ought to think about it.
The Star Spangled Banner.
My testicles.
Oh, golly, they're so tiny I can hold one in my hand.
You're going to have to learn how to hold two balls with one hand.
Hold the balls and gently insert the Q-tip into
my asshole.
The image in this next piece of film will remain with me forever. If you watch closely, you can see the water cannon
used as a suppository.
It makes you feel more than clean. It makes you feel
like screaming.
Get that back! No! Whoa!
It really does.
You need to shut the fuck up.
We will tolerate no more obscene remarks.
What the fucking fuck?
Tune in Wednesday night for
Outright Obscenity.
Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah,
oh shit, fuck!
When the guest will be Jackie Kennedy on
LSD
and Sammy Davis Jr.
Who will say,
"I've got a big fucking boner right now!"
There'll be plenty of action and plenty of excitement as Sammy and Jackie
have sexual intercourse and exchange body fluids
for Dave and this grubby group of geeks.
And when David came into the king's tent, he said,
"Are you hear us?
Listen to me very carefully.
Air movement.
Do you know what made that sound?
That's my ass!
I think I'd like to take a look at that.
Bend over as far as you can. Spread your cheeks. Open yourself up to me.
We'll roll the fingers tightly into
my butt.
Move the fingers.
And reach round the front.
I think we better give him a hand.
Oh, yes.
Give him
hand manipulations.
And held on to his two
big, beautiful, hairy balls.
She waved her arms wildly to beat them off.
So he took a big, deep breath, and it came out
all over his face.
Good. You are now ready to perform a reverse punch.
I don't want to do it.
It's okay. It's over.
So I'm going to ask as we close that everyone would just bow your heads and close your eyes just for a moment. And if you're here tonight and you say,
"I looked at my asshole in the mirror today,"
then it's doubtful that you belong here.
Bye-bye. Have fun.